You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, it's all about getting the needles in the arms, right? We've been checking in with some of the collar counties as well as the city and statewide. Let's go to DuPage County now. Karen Ayala is the executive director of the DuPage County Health Department. Director, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you joining us because you just must be overwhelmed. Well, I don't know if that's the right word. How's it going there?
Well, it is a bit overwhelming, and at the same time, it's very exciting that we're able to start this next process of our response to the pandemic. So it's overwhelming in a good way, I guess.
Yeah, it's better this than counting hospital beds the way we were earlier.
Absolutely.
How is the virus there? I mean, are you seeing drops like the rest of us? The numbers seem to show you are.
Yes, we are seeing some decreases across our community, and we're very hopeful that we can maintain that decrease as we begin to open up some more aspects of our community.
All right, how many people have been vaccinated in DuPage County so far?
So we have over 62,000 who have received at least one dose.
Mm-hmm.
Of vaccine, and I believe it's about 18,000 who have are fully vaccinated. So we're at roughly 7% of our population.
Are you running into shortage issues the way we've heard about others?
Oh, that is the primary challenge, and we could be delivering many times more vaccines on a daily and weekly basis if we simply had access to the vaccine. Yes.
Can you explain that for me? I just don't understand. I thought we had all these hundreds of millions of doses ready to go once they were approved.
Yeah, I very much wish I could explain it. I am not at all sure how at the federal level we have been apparently so far off. I also am not quite sure about how the allocation decisions are made to the states. You know, what we've been primarily focused on and pretty much singularly focused on is making sure that every dose that we get in DuPage then gets put in somebody's arm just as quickly as possible.
And so, as I understand it, though, the federal government is giving it to the state. The state then hands it to you, correct?
Correct.
And you're satisfied with how that's going? I mean, the funnel through the state?
Yes. I feel like they're doing and believe that they're doing the best job. Everybody is managing this situation, I think, as well as they can, given the limits of their understanding of the situation and the very limited vaccine that's available. So These are decisions that we're not used to making in healthcare in the United States in the year 2021. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I know you opened up a facility at the DuPage County Fairground, right? It will begin up about next week, maybe?
Yes, it'll begin in a couple of weeks, but we have been doing vaccination at our site just across the field from the fairgrounds since the end of December. So we have ourselves vaccinated about 7,800 individuals.
All right, so this is about, as we said, getting the needles into the arms. If you are a DuPage County resident, what is your advice?
So we would encourage people in DuPage to go to our website, dupagehealth.org/COVID-19 vaccine. At that, you'll get a pop-up, and it will have a link to register for a slot. And so when it is time for either your particular eligibility to be addressed or when we have vaccines and clinic times available, then you will get an email back to allow you to schedule for that appointment.
We're talking to Karen Ayala, who's the executive director of the DuPage County Health Department. All right, a few special cases. What if you don't have access to internet, what do you suggest?
Absolutely. We would suggest people call our main number, 630-682-7400. We're adding the support of an external call center to help us address the volumes At the same time, it may take us a few days to get up to fully functioning with that call center, so I would ask for people to be patient. Additionally, I'd encourage people to check with their primary care doctors, their pharmacies that they most often use and have relationships with, because it really doesn't matter where you get the vaccine. If you're in the group, priority group 1A or 1B, we would encourage you to get the vaccine just as soon as possible.
And as soon as possible, being not your schedule or our schedule, but a lot of times just the openings with the shortage or the lower supply of vaccines. What percentage of people do you think will get it in their doctor's offices versus the Walgreens and CVSs and things like that?
I think that's probably hard to say. And I know that we're looking at we've provided about 10% of the vaccinations through our public efforts. Initially, hospitals were the only providers, and over time, even a few short weeks, pharmacies have built up a supply and are getting more and more increasing supplies, particularly for individuals who have complex medical conditions or have something that makes them at higher risk to receive a vaccine or have had some sort of anaphylactic reaction. Certainly getting that, getting the vaccine in a healthcare setting is something that we would recommend.
I hate to ask you obvious questions, but it's funny how much I don't understand just on the most basic level. So you're getting vaccinations from the federal government through the state. Are you then distributing to the CVS and Walgreens, or do they have their own supply chain?
So it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
We get an allocation on a weekly basis. And then all of our community partners indicate to us the number of doses that they could use in a 5 to 7 day time frame. And then we do our best to fully fill those requests.
And we're at 1B now. When do you think DuPage County will be fully vaccinated when it comes to 1B?
We are really looking and have an operational picture. If we could get enough vaccine, and by enough vaccine, we would actually have to double what we're currently getting. We would be able to vaccinate residents in that 1B category in at the max 3 month time frame. That's roughly 300,000 people. So, and again, if we could just get more vaccine. We have a wide network. We have over 80 partners to provide vaccines throughout the community. And we could get it done much more quickly.
Karen, right at the moment you said when it was going to be, you thought it would be done, your phone cut out. So I'm sorry about that. How long before 1B is filled?
Sure. About 12 weeks.
About 12 weeks. So, mm-hmm. So that would put us February, March, April. So that's, we're looking at May before the 1C would begin, and that's far from the general public, right?
Correct.
So when do you think?
However, the groups in 1A and 1B are increasing. So in 1A, we had about 60,000. In 1B, we have close to 300,000. Mm. Our total population in DuPage of 18 and over is about 700,000. So even if we got half of those through 1A and 1B, we could quickly roll through 1C and then open it up for the general population.
So it sounds like B is going to be the big one.
It is.
All right.
It is.
Karen Ayala is the executive director of DuPage County Health Department. Very generous with your time. I know you're busy. Thank you very much.
Oh, I so appreciate this opportunity and the partnership in getting this information out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen.